In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Reverend Father, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a beautiful feast today in the midst of Lent. We have a lovely moment of joy in which we honor, we contemplate the mystery of, really the mystery of the Lord's incarnation. It was at the moment of the Annunciation, Mary's yes to God, when the second person of the Blessed Trinity took our human nature into an indestructible bond with his divinity. Throughout all of the mysteries of our salvation that would follow, and even up to this very moment, our humanity now sits at the right hand of God because of Mary's yes, and because at that moment, she conceived by the Holy Spirit. God took our human nature to himself in order that that unbridgeable gulf might finally be bridged, the one that opened up because of the sin of our first parents, because of that, because we sinned against an infinitely greater person than we are. No human being on his own would be proportioned to bridge that gap. It had to be bridged also by someone who was infinite, but in justice, it had to be bridged also by someone who was human. And the only way that that could happen would be if God were to take our human nature into that bond with his divinity. Christ, perfect man. Christ, perfect God. The Marian dimension of this feast, of course, cannot be lost on us. One of the things that I like to think of about this beautiful feast of the beginning of our redemption was also her magnificent fiat, her let it be done to me, her great humility. Mary conceived the Lord in her heart before she conceived him in her body. And then through all that time, she carried him beneath her heart. Their hearts would beat in the same rhythm all through his earthly life. And she would continue to say yes to God all the way to the cross when she stood under it and his heart beat its last before it would begin to beat again in the tomb. From the womb to the tomb, Mary always perfectly mirrored humility and yes, 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 yes to God in every word, in every gesture, in every thought, in every intention. Today we begin in a special way also to bind to our reflection of the incarnation together with our Lenten penance, our penitential practices. The bodily aspect of Lent for ancient catechumens would deepen over time. As a matter of fact, the really strict observance of Lent in ancient times didn't begin until the Monday after this next coming Sunday. The Laetare Sunday was sort of a relaxation, perceived now as a bit of a relaxation of Lenten penance before that final push through that last week and then into Passion time and leading up to when the catechumens would undergo their final scrutinies and then they would be brought to baptism at the vigil. It was really the Monday after next Sunday that the stricter time of penance really began. Centuries later, Lent would be lengthened out a bit. But in ancient times, it's really coming up. This, our Lenten period, should also, shall we say, prompt us with each day, or at least each passing week, maybe to take stock in what it is that we're doing, and really incarnate Lent a bit in our lives, perhaps even by taking on just a little bit more penance, just another maybe just a little more mortification, maybe just a bit more, or to pick it up if we have at some point weakened and dropped it in our, because we're human beings, we sometimes weaken and fall. This is a beautiful time of the liturgical year that Holy Church gives us. She's the greatest expert in humanity that there's ever been. She knows what we need for the good of our soul. And it's virtually, it's a great mystery that we have this, we have the timing of all of these things planned from before the cosmos, that somehow our Lenten observances now would also include the feast when the Son of God, the Word of God, the internal Word would become incarnate of the Virgin Mary. It's a great mystery to contemplate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.